Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour on this Thursday, hour number one, January 15th, 2026 edition. Continuing on with the legislative agenda in speaking with the House Speaker, Matt Hall. We're going to take risk and we're going to be bold. We are going to do bold things this year. Very interesting statement. While acknowledging it is an election year and they will be campaigning very hard, he says we are going to get a lot of things done in the House. We don't know exactly what's going on with these allegations against the Secretary of State. But I will say this. As I look at these allegations of discrimination in Secretary of State Benson's office, it's just another symptom of her poor management. Benson is focused on running for governor. We've seen this time after time with her dropping the ball in her office. There's clearly a problem there. We don't know all the facts. So we'll wait and see what happens in the lawsuit. Specifically, when questioned about certain programs, Paul said, for example, that the prescription kids program, which is a cash assistance program for poor pregnant women, mothers, and newborns. That is a big funding priority for the Senate Democrats. Well, he's finding out that it's also providing benefits to illegal immigrants. This is basically a cash assistance workaround to give basic universal income to these new mothers. It's not for all the citizens. It's not for the people. And they don't even look at their citizenship status in order to qualify for this free money. Well, Dr. Mona Hanna, a Flint physician who helped launch this public-private partnership, this PPP, you know, I'm going to interject something. I thought we got rid of PPPs in the state of Michigan like 3 years ago. Before the 22 election, I thought that was something we did away with. Well, regardless, she says it's a public-private partnership and said any state or federal money used for this program tends to be the temporary aid for needy families dollars. And those dollars, she claims, go only to U.S. citizens. The dollars used for any non-citizens would come from private money, not public money. Well, Speaker Hall says the House has yet to receive a formal request from the governor's office to use the House chambers for the 2026 State of the State address. Logistically, the lack of immediate movement likely pushes the annual address into February at the bare minimum. Well, here it is, basically halfway through January, and she's not requested use of the House chamber. So, evidently, the governor isn't going to give the State of the State in the month of January. So there is going to be some huge bills, some huge changes coming out of the House this legislative year. Bottom line, Speaker Hall says that's what they're going to do. Even though this is an election year and they have to be out campaigning, getting ready for the August 4th primary, and then, of course, the November 3rd general election. Now, another story that made headlines regarding a gubernatorial candidate, former Speaker Tom Leonard. In Detroit Tuesday, President Donald Trump, when speaking to the Detroit Economic Club, essentially gave his blessing to large-scale data centers that are being built for artificial intelligence. Trump said from the microphone there in Detroit, "I'm going to let them build." Well, data center development has left Republicans in Michigan divided. Perfect example, in Kalkaska County, here in up north, a rural community where Trump received more than double the votes of then Vice President Kamala Harris on the November 5th, 2024 election, interest in a data center was dropped due to local opposition. The concept had no major technology business linked to it yet. Instead, it was being considered by a carbon capture company, the Traverse City-based Rock Locker LLC, was interested in designing a net zero data center on 1,440 acres of land owned by the Department of Natural Resources. Well, in November, a Fife Township meeting room was filled beyond its fire code limit. Folks there were voicing concerns around community identity, energy, water consumption, and the use of electricity, and was arguing, debating the fact that whether this was appropriate use of state land. Rock Locker President Matt Ryan informed the media that he received anonymous feedback as well. He said the feedback they received caused personal distress to Rock Locker personnel and even their families. Well, if you fast forward earlier this month, Republican organizers hosted the 8th Congressional District Roundup in Midland. I talked about it the other day. Well, the moderator, Dave Bondi, the content manager for the Mackinac Center for Public Policy, where they are based out of there in Midland, asked Republican candidates for governor what their positions were on data centers being built in several proposed locations around the state of Michigan. One gubernatorial candidate, State Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt, said the only way they should be built is if it brings down the residents' energy costs. The government isn't subsidizing these folks, but if it lowers residential property taxes and if there's local control. So that's what Eric Nesbitt would like to see. Another candidate, Mike James, who served as Attorney General from 2003 to 2010, noted that Trump said the United States will lead the world in artificial intelligence, beating China. He said he thinks it was a good idea, but local control should be kept, and the data centers should pay for all the new energy themselves up front. Pay for it all yourself and pay for it up front so that if you leave, none of us will end up paying for it like we do in our utility bills. This got huge applause from the crowd. Well, presumed frontrunner John James did not participate in the January 10th forum. This guy doesn't show up for anything. You know, he's acting just like Mike Rogers did back in 2024, his first failed run for U.S. Senate against Alisa Slotkin. He got Donald Trump's endorsement, and that was it. Never debated the other candidates, didn't show up for any events, didn't show up for any forums, just he basically got it. Well, that's the way John James is acting. Well, another candidate that did attend the event, gubernatorial candidate Tom Leonard, who served as the House Speaker in Lansing during the 2017-2018 term. Similarly, he said there should be absolutely no corporate welfare. Certainly, they won't drive up home energy costs. We got to protect the environment, and we need to ban non-disclosure agreements. Everything they do needs to be transparent and out in the open. Leonard went on to say, these local communities should not be signing these agreements where you don't know actually who's building them and who are they going to hire. For example, on Tuesday, Leonard uploaded a message exchange from his friend where she was offered $11.2 million, which equated to basically $70,000 per acre to sell part of her farm to a data center development. Are you kidding me? Wait a minute. Where's my calculator? I got to do some ciphering here, folks. 11.2 million. 1, 2, 3. 11,200,000 divided by 70,000. She was only going to sell 160 acres. Out of an entire section of 1 square mile, 640 acres, she was going to sell a quarter of it. 160 acres, $11.2 million. That's what big tech is doing in Michigan. Amazing. We'll finish this story off on the other side. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's good words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams 10. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely, she was a queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of this first hour, talking about, tell me how you really feel about data centers and their impact it's going to have on this year 2026 election, especially for the candidates running for governor. Well, Tom Leonard posted on his Twitter X account, Tom Leonard 28, and this quote of his post from Twitter, his ex account, earned him quote of the day with MERS News Service. This isn't a joke. A friend of mine was offered $70,000 an acre for her part of her farm from a data center company. $11.2 million. This is what big tech is doing in our state. And then he had a screenshot where he redacted the person's name and the company. And the response from the farmer, and then their response. Hello, this is, and he's got that blacked out from, and the name of the company is blacked out. I'm interested in purchasing some of your land in Michigan. I've been looking at a few other sites and can get aggressive on price. Do you have time for a call today? Well, the blue text message response, it's not for sale. The guy comes back 2 minutes later, understood, and thanks for the response. I'd be willing to start my offer at $70,000 per acre, which would be a total purchase price of $11.2 million. Please let me know if this is of interest to you and your family. I'm happy to hop on a call anytime. Thanks, and Merry Christmas to you and your family. So obviously, it was during Christmas week, just this past year, 2025, he posted this on Tuesday after he made the statement at the roundup this past weekend. Well, data centers came up this week in MERS Monday podcast, where they had both Democratic and Republican roundtable political pundits discussing data centers. Well, there's real division on data centers on both sides of the political spectrum. For example, Lena Greer, East Lansing-based Democratic consultant, explained that half of the state's energy grid could potentially be spent on data centers if 5 hyperscale projects get the green light. She said pro-nuclear policies make the most sense for the level of demand these data centers come with. Well, that's exactly what Donald Trump was talking about. He said that he wants these data centers to produce their own electricity. And if they overgenerate electricity that they don't consume, then they could sell that electricity to the state's electric grid. Well, the Democrat, Greer, continued to say Democrats really need to assess with their base on this issue. Most environmentalists and labor obviously really, really, really want these data centers. It's a significant number of construction jobs, and those last 2 to 3 years. Then, of course, there is jobs available to run and operate these data centers. We need transparency, though. We don't need a mad dash and a gold rush. We need accountability, and it has to be a fair deal for everybody, including the local community. Well, Democrat candidate for governor, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, has received flack for being pro-data centers because of her husband, Ryan Fredericks. He's the vice president of related companies. Fredericks' company is a developer working with Oracle, the multinational software company involved in the controversial hyperscale data center project down in Saline Township. I know, Rick, I probably said it wrong. Sorry, don't correct me. I think she definitely needs to come out with a more and clear standpoint on this issue, especially with her husband's potential conflict of interest. I think it's still up in the air whether he will be continuing with that company, assuming she wins the election. I think that in terms of preventing any kind of potential issue there, I think they need to have a discussion. Well, right after Trump's speech to the Detroit Economic Club, a Republican political strategist said the politics of data centers in Michigan are different than those in other states because of the recent history of the Strategic Outreach and Attraction Reserve Fund. That fund received hundreds of millions of dollars in corporate income tax dollars automatically for 3 years. Back in 2021, it was designed to offer grants to corporations in exchange for large-scale projects coming to Michigan. Well, among those recipients, $175 million went to Goshen Incorporated, a battery plant that eventually wasn't even built. That has to stop. This story actually goes on for a little bit longer. We'll continue on the other side of the top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions.